today on Apostle Gabo's podcast radio show.
Yes, our discussion today is coming from a product that has been produced by Apple. Apple company, which belonged to Steve Jobs, who passed away. This Apple company has produced a product known as Apple goggles. These Apple goggles are going to give people opportunity to be able to do the impossible virtually. You go into a virtual world, you put them on, and you see a 3D virtual world before you. It's a, you know, you can go in places, you can go in a town, you can be part of a movie. Everything that you fantasize that you wanted to do, you can travel in a place, and you go in an airplane, you travel in your dreamland. Everything you have been dreaming about to do, but you cannot do due to some reasons, this virtual world that is created through the goggles is going to enable people to do that. Through these goggles also, they've been discussed on the positive things about it, is that people are going to be able to reach out for their impossible. Yeah, people who are insecure, they can't communicate with others, they don't have the confidence or the boldness. A person maybe doesn't have the boldness to approach a woman. So through these goggles, this person will be able to do that. Why? Because he fantasizes about a person, and the image of that person appears into his life. And the virtual image of that person appears into his life, so he is able to communicate, is able to do whatever he wants. People will reach to a level where women, if somebody is attracted to a woman, he can literally be able to approach this woman, or if he's attracted to a person that he sees before him, he can even be able to strip them in his virtual world. It's like a fantasy of somebody's immoral sexual behaviors or fantasies and desires become live, and he becomes the film actor in within his virtual world. Now, and this virtual world also, somebody partakes of it in his own surrounding, which is his home. So when he's putting on these goggles, he's the movie star, he is the best thing that has ever happened. The world likes him, everything is surrounding him, he owns it, he can do whatever he wants. To the level that on the negative side, that people will stop desiring to have personal life and social life with their communities and other people, because there will be so much caught up in this virtual world that has totally will make them mentally and emotionally weak as human beings, but virtually strong and movie stars and heroes in their own rooms where they virtually communicate with this virtual world of theirs. So these goggles are going to be a preparation, preparing the people to entertain themselves so that they can come to a place where now they are able to introduce the mark of the beast, the microchip. Apple has had a problem, and those in the West, they have had a very big problem they have been confronting, that the microchip that they plant in the people, and you take the mark of the beast and you are controlled by the internet or controlled by evil forces of darkness, and the intentions of those who own the microchip has not been able to work. Yeah. Why? Due to some reasons that maybe it's mentioned in the Bible. So a lot of people know the Bible scripture, they know the Bible information. So for them to skip over this and to empower themselves so that they introduce it back to the people, they have used the goggles. So the goggles will be the disqualifying of the mobile phone, the laptops, and this will be the last time we are seeing the laptops, and it will be the development into the goggles. And when we get the goggles, people will now want the microchip, because the goggles will excite the people. They will enlighten the people to want. They will be the marketing platform for the people to want this microchip. Finally, if I can do this in the goggles, imagine if I might have a microchip and I have power in within my body to do this, to control this, to have this, and to have. So it will be an introduction.
This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.